Well, Start One collapsed about, over a year ago now. There's been no agreement between them that's binding between Russia and America on nuclear arms. And that's a very bad thing. There's been no inspection on either side of their facilities. It's been a vacuum, and a very dangerous vacuum. At the same time, of course, there's been very good working together between the Americans and the Russians on Afghanistan, on Iran, and lots of other things. So the whole idea that there's some sort of great war between the two is nonsense. Now there's a proposal, a very modest proposal, to bring down, I think, warheads to something like 1,500 and launchers to something like 700 on each side, which is actually meaningless numbers, because if you can deliver any warhead to somebody else, it's a catastrophe of a major sort. So the numbers game is very old-fashioned, I think. It's very important for Obama to be able to show the world that his commitment to a nuclear-free world has actually got practical steps in front of it to take, and he's pushing for them.
So is the START Treaty as much about reducing the stockpiles of nuclear warheads, or is it about just keeping an eye on what the other person is doing?
Oh, I think it's partly yes, keeping an eye on the other person doing, and it is certainly reducing the stockpiles, which is very important. But most of all, it's a signal to the wider world. The International Court of Justice says there's an absolute obligation to conduct negotiations aimed at the abolition of all nuclear weapons. Well, when we had the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty review in May, America, Britain, Russia, France all opposed negotiations aimed at abolition. Obama's first statement in Prague over a year ago that he was for abolition looks pretty weak unless he can show something positive by the United States. So I think it's a very insignificant international treaty, and I certainly hope the Catholic Church will join in. The present Pope has said nuclear weapons are fallacious and baneful, and that was unqualified. So I think it's a highly important moral issue.
Do you think that this Congress will ratify it?
Please God, before Christmas. Please God, when they still have they've got a substantial number of Republican votes to get, but they've already given whacking great sums of money committed to refurbishing the existing warheads and all that stuff. So $80 billion, enormous sums of money. So they've really tried to buy off the Republicans. But it'll be more difficult next year. We can see from the Tea Party and all these people the absolute bizarre fundamentalist approach to world politics that some of these people have got. It's highly dangerous. And so I certainly hope that Obama can get it through before Christmas. I do hope and pray.